We've just had acquisition of signal, reestablishing radio contact with Al Warden aboard the command module. This will be the last revolution of the command module before Warden begins his rest period. And since we've said goodnight to the crew aboard Falcon, we plan to carry the in-air-ground conversations live with the command module. We'll tape any conversations that we have with the lunar module, although we would not expect any, and play those back shortly after receiving them. So at this time, we'll pick up and stand by live for any conversations with Al Warden aboard the orbiting command module Endeavour.
What was going on? First of all, was the talkback ever one hot barbicole during the extend while attempting to recycle for retraction? Over.
The answer to that one is no.
Okay. Two, was the barbicole indication a half or between a half and three quarters of full during retract?
Answer that one, Bob, because the barber pole itself, if you get a full barber pole, you only get about two-thirds.
Okay, understand. Did the talkback change state after approximately...
And I was getting about half of that.
Okay, you're getting about half of the normal two-thirds.
That's correct.
Okay, third question, did the talkback change state after approximately 3 minutes, or was it a half barbicole all the time during the retraction?
Well, I can't answer that one specifically since I didn't sit there and watch the barbicole all the time.
Okay.
However, I did, when I went back to the mass spec to cycle the thing, to deploy and retract to see if there was any possibility of the cabling out there getting kinked. That was when I noticed that it went to half barber pole on the retract side.
Okay, copy that. And did you talk the back, did you ever tap the barber pole when it was half barber pole?
Sorry, say again.
Did you ever tap the talkback to see if you could make it flip over?
I noticed a couple of times when I went to retract, the barber pole would go, it would go full barber pole, and then very slowly slip down to about half barber pole and stay there.
Okay, but did you tap the talkback at any time? Tap.
Oh, did I tap it? Negative.
Okay. And during the recycling of the switch, can you estimate the maximum time you were in the extend position?
I'm not sure I understand your question. You mean the maximum time I was in the extend position during the retract cycle?
Stand by.
Alan, what's wanted is the total accumulative time that you went back to the extend position and back and forth while you were trying to recycle it in order to free it. In other words, if you went back to 30 seconds and then to retract and then back to extend to 40 seconds, etc., what was the total accumulated time or an estimate thereof that you were in the extend position?
Okay, Bob, I would estimate that I was in the extend position a total of about 15 seconds.
Okay, and what was the longest single time?
Oh, probably 4 seconds.
Okay, a couple of other small ones here, Al. Reminding you that we're deleting the cabin pump-up from the pre-sleep checklist. And reminder, when we get to the pre-sleep checklist and the crew status, would you please remember to give us the PRDs? We just didn't get that from the crew on the ground, and the surgeons will be very anxious to get yours at least. And we also, I guess, are due some P52 torquing angles.
Okay, he wants my PRD, even though it's the one that's not working, huh?
Well, anything's better than nothing.
I guess you're right. Here's some torquing angles for you, Bob. Use stars 41 and 43. Down 05 was plus 4 balls 1. Down 93 was plus 00028, minus 00031, plus all zeros. And that was torqued out at 152.4600.
Roger, copy. 01, 2831, all balls, 152.4600.
And I've got a film update for you there, Bob, to give to Spencer.
Go ahead.
Okay, the magazines used today and the exposures, these are total frame readings too. Magazine Q is reading 3-1. Magazine F is reading 1-1-1. Magazine T is 3-7, and that one's been changed out for uniform, for U, uniform, and uniform's now reading 3-1.
Roger, copy, Al.